I stand up and motion for her to sit. She eyes me suspiciously as she slides into her seat. I reach over to the other booth and collect my laptop, my plate of food, and my drink. I set them all on her table, and then I occupy the seat her father was just sitting in minutes before. She's looking down at the table, probably wondering where her food went. "It got cold," I tell her. "I told the waiter to bring you another plate." Her eyes flick up to mine, but her head doesn't move. She doesn't crack a smile or say thank you. She just stares. I take a bite of my burger and begin to chew. I know she isn't shy. I could tell by the way she spoke to her father that she has sass, so I'm a little confused by her silence right now. I swallow my bite of food and take a drink of my soda, maintaining silent eye contact with her the whole time. I wish I could say I'm mentally preparing a brilliant apology, but I'm not. I seem to have a one-track mind, and that track leads straight to the two things I shouldn't even be thinking about right now. Her boobs. Both of them. I know, I'm pathetic, but if we're just going to sit here and stare at each other, it'd be nice if she were showing a little cleavage instead of wearing this long-sleeved shirt that leaves everything to the imagination. It's pushing 80 degrees outside. She should be in something a lot less convent-inspired. Where did you go this morning? Her question is incredibly random and causes me to pause mid-chew. I figured the first question she would ask me would be why I took it upon myself to interfere with her personal life. I take a few seconds to swallow, take a drink, wipe my mouth, and then lean back in my booth. What do you mean? She motions to my hair. Your hair is a mess. She motions to my shirt. You're wearing the same shirt you wore yesterday. Her eyes fall to my fingers. Your nails are clean. How does she know I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday? So why'd you leave wherever you woke up in such a hurry today? She asks. I look down at my shirt and then at my nails. How in the hell does she know I left in a rush this morning? People who don't take care of themselves don't have nails as clean as yours, she says. It contradicts the mustard stain on your shirt. I look down at my shirt, at the mustard stain I hadn't noticed until now. Your burger has mayonnaise on it? And since mustard is hardly ever eaten for breakfast, and you're inhaling your food like you haven't eaten since yesterday, then the stain is more than likely from whatever you ate for dinner last night. And you obviously haven't looked in a mirror today, or you wouldn't have walked out of your house with your hair looking like that. Did you take a shower and fall asleep without drying your hair? She touches her long hair and flicks it between her fingers. Because hair as thick as yours bends when you sleep on it wet, makes it impossible to fix without rewashing it. She leans forward and eyes me curiously. How in the heck did the front of your hair get so jacked up? Do you sleep on your stomach or something? What is she, a detective? I stare at her in disbelief. Yeah, I sleep on my stomach. And I was late for class. She nods like she somehow knew that already. I knew you weren't an actor. So tell me something, she says, leaning forward. Why do you think I needed you to come to my rescue with that fake boyfriend crap? And there it is. She's upset with me. I kind of thought she might be. I didn't think you needed rescuing. I just sometimes find it difficult to control my indignation in the presence of absurdity. She raises an eyebrow. You're definitely a writer, because who the hell talks like that? I laugh. Sorry. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I can be a temperamental idiot, and I should have minded my own business. One of her shoulders rises with a little half shrug. I didn't mind, she says with a smile. It was kind of fun seeing my father so flustered, and I've never had a fake boyfriend before. I've never had a real boyfriend before, I reply. Her eyes shift to my hair. Believe me, that's obvious. No gay man I know would have left the house looking like you do right now. I kind of get the feeling she doesn't mind the way I look nearly as much as she's letting on. But it's not lost on me that she's teasing me. If I didn't know better, I'd say she was flirting.